In the casino and cruise industry, your reputation and reference history can shape your entire career. But what if the system meant to verify your experience ends up working against you? Let me walk you through a case I went through during a job application, and why you might want to think carefully before giving out your former employer's contact details. The hidden risk of reference checks. After passing all the interviews, I received a standard screening package from the prospective employer: criminal conviction record check, ID check, forms to sign, and references. So far, everything looked routine. Then came the twist. The screening company required a corporate email address to verify my past employment. That might sound routine, but here's where it gets complicated. Some companies will give you a written reference at the end of your contract. Others provide nothing unless you specifically ask, and even then, only if the timing is right. The real risk is this: when a third-party screening agency reaches out directly to your former employer, you may find yourself quietly blacklisted. How often does this happen? It depends on the company and your role. If you are a dealer, cashier, or entry-level staff, many companies are relatively forgiving. But if you held a supervisory or management position, especially with a cruise line or major casino brand, your chances of returning can suddenly disappear. Best case, you get rehired but offered a lower position. Worst case, you are flagged internally and never considered again. Weigh the trade-off carefully. Before you hand over your reference details, ask yourself a few questions. Is the new job permanent or temporary? If it is temporary or through an agency, your job security is already limited from the start. How does the salary compare, and is it tax-free? Cruise line jobs often come with significant financial advantages: no rent, no groceries, no bills, and income that is frequently tax-free. Can your new employer really match that? Will you get benefits like transportation, housing, or food? If not, those are real costs you will absorb every month. Does the new role offer real room for growth? Be cautious of jobs that renew on 6 or 12-month rolling contracts indefinitely. Some companies do this specifically to avoid offering permanent employment, even when your performance is excellent. In certain jurisdictions, if they keep a worker beyond a particular legal threshold, they are required to offer a permanent contract, so they simply rotate staff instead. A first-hand example. In my case, the company conducted all the interviews and screening itself, but the final contract came from an external agency. I was promised equal pay and benefits as if hired directly by the company. Sounds reasonable. Here is the catch. The agency can choose not to renew my contract at any time, and not necessarily because of my performance. It may have nothing to do with how I work. You could be the model employee and still be let go, because keeping you longer would trigger a legal obligation the company wants to avoid. That means when you hand over your previous employer's contact details, you are taking a real risk in exchange for a job that may not be as secure as it appears. Your options. Option 1, play the game. Give your previous employer's contact information and hope it does not backfire. Know that you are at the mercy of whoever receives and replies to that email on the day. If company policy is strict, or if whoever gets the message is simply having a bad day, that could be the end of your chances of ever returning. Option 2. Mark the reference as unverifiable. Yes, this may raise a flag, but if your work history is solid, your interviews went well, and you can explain your reasoning clearly, some companies will move forward regardless. Do not lie. Do not panic. Just be honest about why you made that choice. Be smart about this. When it comes to references, do not let your ego lead. It is tempting to think, I have done nothing wrong, so why should I be careful? But in this industry, loyalty is often tested after you leave, not while you are there. Protect your future by understanding how these systems work. Sometimes, saying less is the smartest move you can make.